It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9, there is a story about the lame man. He was there for 38 years. We see here there is a pool called in Hebrew language Bethesda, and this pool had the five porches around, so the people used to come to get healed. And in this pool there was a water, and the angel would come in certain time in certain season and trouble the water. And the word of God says, whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, steps in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. So you can imagine, people might be coming from all over to get healed. From this we know, God wanted His people to be healed. If you see from the beginning, God wanted His people to be healthy and wealthy. We see in Abraham's life, we see how Abraham also was able to stay healed and prayed for others. How Moses delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, and the word of God says not a single person was sick or afflicted or diseased. Everyone was healed before they came out of Egypt. How does it happen? Because they took a lamb and they ate the lamb and put the blood on their doorpost. That lamb represents Jesus Christ. And when they came out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 15 verse 26 we read, God said, if you listen to me, if you obey me, then I will keep you healthy. Not a single disease of Egyptians will come on you. Because He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. What God was trying to tell His people? He said, I want to keep you healthy if you obey me, if you listen to me. Not a single sickness or disease will come upon you, or not a single sickness and disease will come to you. In the wilderness, when they disobey God, the serpent start coming and biting them. Then people came to Moses and said, take away this serpent. Moses came to God and said, what should I do? He prayed to take away the snake. God says, no. What you do? Make the serpent out of brass. Put it on the pole. And lift that pole high. And tell the people, look at that pole. Look at that serpent. And they will be healed. It sounds foolish, but when people believed it and looked at that pole, looked at that serpent, they were healed. When Jesus Christ was talking to Nicodemus, He said to the Nicodemus, just like Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, same way, when I will be lifted up, I will draw men towards me. what Jesus Christ was saying. That serpent is a curse. Hanging on that pole was a curse. So Jesus Christ was saying, I am going to take the curse, the sickness and disease and the death penalty of the people on the cross. Book of Galatians chapter 3, we read, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The word of God says, whoever hangs on the tree, that person is cursed. Jesus Christ was hanging on that tree, and he took your sickness, your disease, your death on the cross. And Isaiah says in Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5, if you read, all our sickness, disease, pain, Jesus took it on the cross, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus Christ came from heaven to die on the cross for you. So your sickness, your disease will be healed. Not only that, you will get eternal life. Your sin will be forgiven and forgotten. Here we see the water, and the people were coming and waiting. Only one person will get healed one time, and hundreds and thousands of people were sitting there years and years. We are going to study about that man later on. He was sitting there for 38 years. But now, you do not have to look for water. You do not have to look for any gimmicks. There are people will tell you, I'll send you the holy water and you'll get healed. I will send you anointed oil and you will get healed. Or go to Jordan River and you take a bath, you'll be healed. It doesn't work that way. Jesus is the healer. I'll give an example. We had a convention for 3 days. People came from different towns to hear the gospel. One mother and her son came from 120 miles. They attended 3 days convention. This man had a withered hand. He was not able to use his hand, was completely paralyzed. And I was giving a Bible study about water baptism. Because when people got saved, I was telling them, when you are born again, child of God, baptism is the commandment of God, and you should obey the commandment of God. And the man's mother said to her son, son, you should be taking baptism. That man got so angry, he took a stone in his left hand and wanted to hit his mother. I went and held his hand and I said, sir, your left hand is better, and you are using that left hand to kill your mother or hit your mother. If God's wrath comes on you, and you will be paralyzed in your other hand also, then what you will do? You came for healing for 3 days. Healing didn't come to you. You know why? Because you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ. You repent of your sins, ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins, and then Jesus will heal you. He started crying. He gave his heart to the Lord, asked forgiveness for his sins. And after that, I said to him, what do you think about baptism? Baptism you are not taking to get saved. Now you gave your heart to Jesus Christ and you are a child of God. Baptism is the commandment of God. If you obey the commandment of God, God might heal you. And we went for baptism service. As soon as this man took the baptism, came out of the water, raised his two hands, and started praising God, he was instantly healed. What I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ wants to heal you, but the healing doesn't come if you disobey God and if you live in your sin. The word of God says repent. Repent means turn around. When you come to God and say, Lord, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I want to change my life. Help me to live for you. When you pray like this, God will change your life. Let me give you a chance. Pray with me. Say, please, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I believe that you came from heaven. You died for me. You rose again. You are a living God. Lord Jesus, I want to live for you. Give me grace to live a clean and holy life. Forgive all of my sins and wash me, cleanse me thoroughly for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. And now if you ask anything according to His will, He will supply all your needs. You do not have to wait for the moving of the water. You don't have to wait somebody sending you oil or water. You just touch Jesus by faith and He will heal you. Let's pray together. Whatever your sickness and disease is, there is nothing impossible with God. When you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and your healer, He will heal you. We learn that God wants His people to be healed. And many, many Old Testament people healed many people. But Jesus Christ is the best healer. We read in the Word of God, as many as people came to Him, He healed them all. Not a single person went disappointed. Same Jesus is here. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe that He is here and He is there wherever you are. Put your hand on your body or touch somebody who wants to be healed. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know Jesus Christ is a miracle working God. Lord Jesus, do miracles for your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.